all be good. It'll all be smooth sailing. Now we're back home. The Socceroos have got some home games. It was 1-1, that draw against Iraq last Thursday. Plenty of travel in tomorrow night's Allianz Stadium, where they're red-hot favourites taking on the UAE. Glad to say we've got Jackson Irvine from the Socceroos on board. G'day, Jackson.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Must be nice to be back home.
Yeah, it is. It's always a bit of a relief to be back on home soil, especially when, you know, had such a run of tough away fixtures. It's good to be, you know, back in Sydney.
What did you make of the draw the other night? I know it was your starting debut, mate. We wanted the win, but what did you make of it?
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a mixed bag overall. I think we took a little bit of time to settle into the game. They started off sort of, out of the blocks really quickly, but we, you know, managed to stem the tide and get ourselves in front. I think if we'd have gone on and got the second sort of before half time or just after half time, it might have killed the game. But, you know, we allowed them an opening and, you know, full credit to them. They took advantage of that. They've got nothing to lose at this point in the group. So they threw everything at us, and that led to them getting the equaliser. But, you know, there were a lot of positives to take from the game as well. We created some good opportunities and some good openings, and, you know, we just need to be a little bit more clinical.
Jackson, can you take us through this sort of new style that Ange Postecoglou wants to play, what we saw last Thursday and what is trying to be achieved? How would you describe the style that the Socceroos want to play?
Yeah, the style for us has never really changed. You know, we have our principles within the game, and, you know, formations and things that fall into that. It doesn't really change the sort of base of what we try to do, which is obviously get the ball down, play between lines, get our midfielders on the ball and face forward and try and get our attackers in the game and create goal-scoring opportunities. We want to press high up the pitch and, you know, be positive. That's, you know, our main philosophy is just to be positive, always be on the front foot and, you know, taking the game to the opposition.
Well, I suppose you change from who you're playing. So yeah, the formational change, I'd imagine, against UAE?
Oh, you know, that's up to the staff and management to decide. We'll obviously work on these things behind closed doors and you know, they'll go with the system and the players that they think are most capable of getting the result.
Mate, what about your own career, Jackson? We're lucky enough to be chatting with Jackson Irvine, Socceroo midfielder. You started in Scotland, and then you've moved to the English Championship, and you've been finding the back of the net a bit.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy opening year for me in England. I've played my whole career in Scotland up until this point, until this year, and, you know, I've had a bit of a tweak in the position I've been playing since I've moved down to England, and yeah, that's led to me scoring a lot more goals, which is always nice. And so yeah, it's been really enjoyable. The Championship's a brutal league, you know, 46 game season, and you know, you're basically playing Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday most weeks. But I'm really enjoying it. The clubs and stadiums you're playing in, and the whole, you know, the coverage of the league, and particularly in the UK, it gets pumped up massively, and yeah, it's a joy to be a part of.
Where would you like to end up?
Mm. You know, I don't have any specific sort of goals in terms of clubs or leagues that I'd like to play in. You just want to keep progressing.
Yeah.
And you know, you just want to, if an opportunity comes to take another step forward in your career, you know, you deal with that when the time comes. But, you know, at this point in time, I'm very happy where I am. And you know, we've got a bit of a relegation battle on our hands with 8 games to go. So, you know, fingers crossed that, you know, Burton Albion can stay in the Championship this season. And then, you know, after the summer, if anything comes up to, you know, to move your career forward, you deal with that when the time comes.
And, mate, was it a hard decision for you? Because you were eligible to play for Scotland, weren't you? Then you, or the Socceroos?
Yeah, well, I played for Scotland under-19s when I was about 17, 18 years old. I was living in Scotland, playing in Scotland, you know, over half of my family is Scottish, you know, through my dad. And you know, I was approached at that age to play for Scotland under-19s. I'd never played for Australia at any younger age group. And, you know, it was something I jumped at the opportunity to do, to play international football for the first time. And it's not something I regret in any way. But, you know, I did know after probably the first game that I played, you know, when the national anthem starts playing and you sort of don't know the words and, you know that it doesn't quite feel right. And you know, for my dad and for my Scottish side of the family, it was such a big deal for them. And, you know, my dad still has my Scotland shirt framed on his wall. So it was you know, it's not something I regret at all. But, you know, when the time came, when Australia sort of, I got the call up to play for the young Socceroos, and then obviously further on into the national team, you know, I was always, that was always my dream as a kid. You know, grew up going to Socceroos games, so that was always the plan.
Good on you, Jackson. We thank you for your time, mate, and we wish you well against UAE. Play well.
No worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Good on you.